It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Last April, my husband and I introduced our three garden girl helpers to a wonderful place in central Kansas, the Dick Arboretum of the Plains, located in Heston, a bit north of Wichita. Our visit coincided with the annual spring plant sale and included a tour of the nearly 30 acres that are home to more than 600 varieties of native and adaptable trees, shrubs, wildflowers, and grasses. Water features include a babbling brook that feeds a lake, which at the time of our visit had become home to a variety of waterfowl. A mama proudly showed off her darling ducklings to the girls, who were busily snapping photos on their phones. We made several stops along the way to read the series of clay forms attached to historic hedge posts called Voices of the Prairie. The ceramic tablets display quotes from prairie writers and remind visitors of the connections between man and nature. We posed for a group photo at one of my favorites, a quote from Kathleen Norris that says, "Maybe seeing the plains is like seeing an icon. What seems stern and almost empty is merely open, a door into some simple and holy state." The idea of a door to the Dick Arboretum was opened by Harold and Elva Mae Dick when they donated the land and planted the first tree in 1981. We took a look at the architectural drawings on display, featuring the upcoming horticultural and utility building that will house an educational prairie discovery lab. And we enjoyed time in the wildflower gardens, a birdwatching area, and a prairie meadow. The girls could recognize several plant species that were featured in the xeriscape garden, since many of the dry weather species they helped me tend in my own garden spaces originated from my previous visits to this botanical wonderland. Of course, we couldn't pass up a bargain or two at the plant sale tables, though I warned that our traveling space was limited, so we might have to make room between our feet for any potted treasures we couldn't do without. And this advice was repeated when we made our final stop at the wonderful gift shop conveniently located at the entry and exit way. There we found not only gift items that mirrored the many elements of nature we had just experienced, but some of the best books on prairie horticulture that I've ever come across. If you'd like to bring a bit of the prairie to your own planted spaces, and if you missed the spring sale event, do not despair, because the event will be repeated this fall. The second of their annual plant sales will occur in early September, starting with a members-only sale on Thursday, September 6th. This will be followed by 3 days of sales open to the public, September 7 through 9. This year, the Arboretum has added some special activities and information available to the public by coinciding their regular autumn sale with a special wildflower weekend event hosting the Kansas Native Plant Society on Sunday, September 9th. If you'd like more information about this event or any of the many activities that occur throughout the year at the Dick Arboretum of the Plains, you can speak with Janelle, Katie, or Scott at the Arboretum offices, 620-327-8127. Or better yet, visit the Dick Arboretum webpage to learn about all the great things that are going or growing throughout the year.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.